USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House threatened to veto emergency legislation the House is slated to pass that would give the United States Postal Service $25 billion and reverse some cost-cutting measures that have slowed down mail delivery. The White House said in their threat, USPS does not need $25 billion in bailout money. It needs reforms that will return it to a trend of long-term financial self-sufficiency. The White House said the post office legislation misses an opportunity to improve the USPS and imposes burdensome new requirements and creates new opportunities for lawsuits against the Postal Service. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling back the House from its summer recess for a rare Saturday session to vote on this bill, but not on coronavirus relief money. Amid growing concerns over the delays, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announced he would delay further changes to operations until after the elections. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More than two dozen major fires are scorching California and taxing the state's firefighting capacity, sparked by an unprecedented lightning siege that dropped nearly 11,000 strikes over the last 48 hours. The fires have destroyed 175 structures, including homes, and are threatening over 50,000 more, according to the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. So far, at least 33 civilians and 40 firefighters have been injured. Two people have died. The Trump administration formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, setting off an immediate confrontation with Russia and other Security Council members, including America's European allies, who called the U.S. move illegal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the president of the UN Security Council, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal, a requirement to snap back UN sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The president is trying to block TikTok from giving China all of the proceeds from the sale. And USA's Wendy King has the story.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok, so says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC said it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
Tara Reid, who rocked the presidential primary race earlier this year with sexual assault allegations against Joe Biden, voiced disappointment in the Democratic Party's handling of claims from her and other sexual harassment survivors.
I'm a sexual assault survivor, so to me, what the speaker lineup, you know, showed is kind of a thumb in, you know, all our faces. It was really draconian and really disappointing. Rape culture in the United States is thriving under the Democratic Party. I feel like they are not only enabling, but they're allowing that behavior to continue.
In March, Reid accused Biden of sexual assault when she served as a staffer in his Senate office in 1993. She had previously come forward with seven other women in April 2019 in accusing the Democratic nominee of inappropriate touching and other claims. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.